Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. A level 3 predatory offender has moved to Warsaw. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn sent a press release explaining that 47-year-old Gerald Brian Becker has served his sentence and has moved to the area of Farwell Avenue and County Road 71. He is known to the sheriff's office. Becker is not wanted by law enforcement. Dunn said this notification is not intended to increase fear, but rather raise awareness. The sheriff's office believes that an informed public is a safer public. Further information on Becker, including pictures and a public fact sheet on what he was convicted of, is on KYMNradio.net. Northfield Council will hold a special meeting tonight to consider approval of a community development director. Of the 27 applicants, the list was narrowed to 4 by October 11th. Each of those candidates were further interviewed and spent time with staff. Administrator Ben Martig then selected 2 finalists. Mitzi Baker rose to the top. She'd been with the Rochester Olmsted Planning Department since 1996 and took over as the department director in 2014. In March of this year, Baker was put on administrative leave. She resigned in April. According to the Post Bulletin, while the reason for her leave was not revealed, it seemed to come down to relationships with county and city officials, which had changed in the last year of her employment. Rochester officials would not comment, citing data privacy. In the meantime, Northfield Council's meeting tonight will include 45 minutes for introduction, presentation, and questions. Baker will then be excused for council deliberation. According to the council packet, they could move for approval tonight or hold another special meeting while they consider. If hired, her first day on the job could be December 3rd. This meeting is open to the public and begins at 5 p.m. in council chambers at City Hall. The meeting will also be streamed live on the city's website. On Sunday, Northfield police were called to the Key on report of 2 men attempting to get inside someone's vehicle. The person reporting, 26-year-old Amber Nicole Nordrum of Wilmer, was a passenger in that vehicle. As police spoke with her, they noticed a wooden dugout pipe and a one-hitter used to smoke marijuana on the floor on her side. They then searched the vehicle. Inside Nordrum's handbag was a glass pipe and nearly a gram and a half of methamphetamine. She's charged with felony fifth-degree possession. Her initial court appearance is November 5th. And Northfield City Clerk Deb Little issued a press release regarding campaign signs. They may not be placed in public rights-of-way, public property, power poles, or within 100 feet of a polling place. They may be placed on private property with the owner's permission. The signs may be up until 10 days after the election. Complaints should be reported to Terry Bestel at 507-645-3056. News from around the state is next.